ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, a racial discrimination case against One Nation leader Pauline Hanson is now in its final stages, with the federal court hearing closing submissions today. Deputy Greens leader Maureen Faruqi alleges Senator Hanson breached the Racial Discrimination Act through a social media post on the day Queen Elizabeth II died in September 2022. ABC court reporter Jamie McKinnell is with me. Jamie, how did we get here exactly? What's the social media post that's at the heart of this case?
Hey, Andy. Well, this is a tweet that was put up by Pauline Hanson in September 2022, and she was actually replying to something that Maureen Faruqi had posted on Twitter about the Queen's death. Now, Senator Faruqi had said that she couldn't mourn, quote, the leader of a racist empire built on stolen lives, land and wealth of colonised people. So she was putting a strong opinion out there, but in this tweet she also did say, look, I'm sorry to the people who are feeling very sad about the Queen's death. Senator Hanson, though, found that offensive and insulting, and she posted a reply saying that she was disgusted, and in part of that reply she also wrote, it's clear you're not happy, so pack your bags and piss off back to Pakistan. Now, that is the last sentence that Senator Faruqi's legal team say is problematic, because there's a section of the Racial Discrimination Act that prohibits a public act that is reasonably likely to offend, insult, humiliate, or intimidate another person by the reason of things like their race, colour, or ethnic origin. So that's the allegation here, is that that last sentence is a breach of that section of the Racial Discrimination Act.
And I understand the judge has watched videos of Senator Hanson's various comments over the years. Has that helped, do you think, inform this case?
Yeah, that was really interesting. It happened earlier this week when Pauline Hanson was in the witness box and she was being cross-examined by Senator Faruqi's lawyers. So we saw videos where she said things like she wouldn't sell her house to a Muslim person back in 2010. There was at one point in 2017 where she described Islam as a disease. And she was asked to sort of explain those comments, and she said that she was having an issue in those comments with a particular form, the extremist sort of form of Islam. But when she was in the witness box, she claimed that at the time of this tweet, she didn't actually know Senator Faruqi was a Muslim. So today, Pauline Hanson's lawyer got up in the closing addresses and said the judge could certainly conclude that she's not a shy person about complaining about Islam, especially when she thinks that it's warranted. But he also said that if the judge forms the view that she's not a shrinking violet, so to speak, on that topic, then it could actually work in her favour, because the absence of any mention of Islam in the tweet is notable from her lawyer's point of view.
The court has heard closing submissions from Maureen Faruqi's side yet, I'm asking.
Yeah, so that was yesterday we heard from Saul Holt, KC, who's acting for Maureen Faruqi, and he said this tweet from Pauline Hanson was clearly a message of exclusion. He said it plainly targeted a brown Muslim migrant senator. So there are attributes there that he is sort of weaving into the Racial Discrimination Act in terms of why this sentence in particular was, from his point of view, problematic. Mr. Holt told the court that in its simplest form, the comment was a slur, and it was a kind of well-known anti-migrant phrase along the lines of go back to where you come from. Now, the other part of Mr. Holt's argument was that this was a gratuitously insulting tweet, and it was clear that this sort of went further than any kind of discussion about a public interest issue or a political issue.
And so what does Maureen Faruqi want from this case? Is it a public apology? Is it a payout, or perhaps both?
Yeah, she wants a combination of things, and she's wanting money in some form, but not to herself. She's seeking court orders that Senator Pauline Hanson delete the tweet and then make a $150,000 donation to a charity that Senator Faruqi chooses, and also undertake anti-racism training. Now, in terms of an apology, she wants those court orders to also force Pauline Hanson to pin a tweet on her account on Twitter or X, which declares that she has been found by the court to have committed unlawful offensive behaviour because of this alleged racial discrimination. And she also wants Pauline Hanson to be restrained by a court order from using in public phrases along the lines of, piss off back to Pakistan, as she did in that tweet, or even variations of it, like go back to where you came from.
When will the court make its decision, Jamie?
Well, we've actually only just finished about 20 or 30 minutes ago. It was a long day today. So the judge, Justice Angus Stewart, said at the end of that, needless to say, I'll need to reserve the judgment. And that's always really just a waiting game. We don't really have any indication from him whether it'll be sort of a long or a fast process. But generally, it's safe to say that it will at least be a matter of months before we find out the decision here.
ABC Court reporter Jamie McKinnell, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.